Okay, in today's video, I'm going to explain about stamp duty and stamp duty on new property, new residential property versus second hand. There is a difference. And as I say, that's what I propose to explain in this video. So, as you know, buying a second hand residential property, the rate of stamp duty in Ireland today, 1st of June 2020, is 1%. So for the sake of the argument, for the sake of an example, we're going to say the property is 250 grand. 1% of that is 2,500. So your stamp duty is going to be 2,500. That's for a second-hand property. New property is different. Let's say for the sake of argument that the new property is also costing 250 grand, although you'd be doing well to get a new property for 250k now, but probably you would, certainly outside Dublin and so forth, if there's any building going on. But new property, 250 grand. And let's assume that there's a site cost of 50 grand and a building agreement of 200,000. That's how the 250 grand is arrived at. So the site cost is 50 grand. You pay 1% stamp duty on the site cost, and that's 500, okay? But the building agreement is 200,000. Remember, the total purchase price is 250. The building agreement is 200,000, but it's a new purchase, it's a new property. And so the building agreement includes VAT, and you don't have to pay stamp duty on VAT. So what you do is you take the 200 grand, you divide it by 113.5, and multiply by 100, and you get the VAT exclusive price of the building agreement. And that, I have calculated, is 176,211. That's the VAT exclusive building agreement. So you pay 1% on that. So 1% stamp duty on the VAT exclusive building agreement contract price is 1,762, and you pay 500 in relation to the site transfer, which is, as we said, 50 grand. The total stamp duty then on the new property costing 250 grand, assuming those figures, is 2,262. So second hand would have been 2,500, new property is 2,262. Remember, for a new property, you're going to have a site fine or a site fee, site price, and you're going to have a billing agreement. You're going to have a billing contract between you as the employer and the contractor who's going to build the house. And you don't pay stamp duty on the full VAT inclusive price. You only pay stamp duty on the VAT exclusive price. So you must look at the billing agreement, take off the VAT, and calculate your stamp duty on that figure. I hope you find this video useful. If you do, I would appreciate if you gave it a thumbs up down below. And you may be interested in subscribing to my YouTube channel.